The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
How do you overcome what is called dental anxiety, if not outright dentophobia? Dr. Niall Neeson, known as the calming dentist on Instagram, joins me now. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
And you recently were given an award, the Rest of Leinster Colgate Caring Dentist of the Year.
That's right. On Saturday night, we had a wonderful night and lovely to have something to celebrate.
Okay, so you must be good at what you do.
Well, I suppose I feel fortunate in Boyne Dental and Navan, where I am, to have been allowed to really embrace that area. You know, that area of dental anxiety is the area of dentistry I'm most passionate about. And I've really been allowed to develop a service to help support people with those additional needs.
Now, we'll talk about anxiety in a moment, but there is a thing called dentophobia. That's a bit more extreme.
Yeah, so technically, dental anxiety would be a lot more common, where people just feel a bit nervous about attending an appointment or a specific element of the process. Dental phobia is a more extreme presentation and typically associated with complete avoidance. It tends to persist for longer and can actually even have knock-on effects in people's day-to-day lives, you know, their professional life, their social life and their overall well-being. So it can be a big, big deal for people.
Now, I remember as a kid, you didn't like going to the dentist because, it was a more brutal activity, I suspect, than it is now, because now I have no concerns at all about going to the dentist. What typically, though, causes the anxiety in most people?
And I suppose the classic presentation would be from having had a negative experience or a traumatic experience when people are younger. And it can almost condition this association of the dental environment with this threat response of those fight or flight feelings that can come on and can feel quite unpleasant.
I mean, you can imagine back in the day, and this never happened, but the dentist with his shoe up on the chair extracting a tooth.
Yeah.
Extraction is relatively rare for most kids today.
Yeah, these days there's a big, big focus on trying to keep things as healthy and as straightforward as possible. And we like to preserve teeth and maintain them rather than remove them, which was maybe more of a culture of that a generation or two ago.
Now the kind of things that people specifically mentioned, I mean, is it the needle, is it the sound of the drill, and you're in the waiting room and you hear zzzz next door.
Yeah.
And strangely, you don't hear any screams, but they can't because they've got a drill in them.
Well, yeah. Hopefully, there shouldn't be too many screams to be heard these days, because there's a lot we can do to help make it more comfortable. And this is a thing, you know, I've learned over the years is that it is very much a unique experience for each individual person. So, depending on maybe their previous history or things that they've heard from their parents, even could have a knock-on effect. So some people come in with these specific fears, such as, you know, the drill or the needle. And that's helpful for us to know because we can then target that aspect of things and offer reassurance in that. And often there is just the fear of the unknown.
I mean, the kind of needles that are used now would be different, very fine. So, you know, that penetration is not as painful at all. You rub on local anaesthetics. This is just my own experience. So,
yeah.
You know, it's just virtually painless.
Yeah, it is. But I suppose pet fears aren't always as rational as that either, you know, and it can bring on this automatic body response. But you're right, there are things we can do to make the process as comfortable and smooth as possible. I actually have a device called the Wand, which is a computerized delivery of the solution. So often the discomfort from an injection actually comes in the buildup of pressure under the skin.
Yeah.
So the wand's been designed to add the solution at such a slow, gentle pace that the body doesn't recognise that as being uncomfortable.
Okay.
So these sorts of things can make a big difference. And the as you mentioned, what we call the topical anaesthetic, so numbing the surface of the gum first.
Now, one of the kind of uncomfortable things about dentistry was often the sense that, you know, with a drill going, that you were trying to gag, you're trying to swallow and you didn't want to swallow the drill water. Now they've got suction pumps that just extract all that away.
Yeah, yeah. So again, it's a common fear that we hear is that fear of choking. And unfortunately, that anxious response that we've all experienced with the heart racing and butterflies in the stomach, etc., it can affect our breathing. People can then begin to overthink it and feel as though they can't breathe or they can't continue to breathe. It can potentially lead to an uncomfortable experience. But yes, again, things we could do with the suction. We have little barriers, a jacket we can pop over the tooth called the rubber dam that can actually stop the water going to the back of the mouth. So again, all these different things we can target and address people's specific concerns.
Now, do you get people who screw their courage to the sticking place and arrive and then won't get into the chair?
It has happened, and the lady who nominated me for the award there on Saturday night, this was the situation with her actually initially. So Lara came into us and was absolutely terrified. She actually locked herself in the toilet because she was just so overwhelmed with those feelings and what it was doing to her body. So we actually just sat down with her at a desk and a chair and just spoke to her for 15 minutes and just calmed things down. And then she was happy to move into the actual dental room itself.
What are the consequences of ignoring your teeth?
I suppose there are two main parts. So inevitably, if the teeth aren't being well maintained by dentist or hygienist, tartar buildup and bacteria will gather, and over time that will lead to the buildup being present and signs of gum disease. And that can, for some people, end up progressing to teeth being lost and being infected.
And of course, you have bad breath as well to accompany it. And then the cosmetics. I mean, I know people over the years who were terrified of the dentist and would not go, and the teeth become unsightly.
Yeah.
And that can have an impact on even a job interview.
Exactly, exactly.
Or customer interaction, all
of that. It can be a huge barrier for people. But equally, there are so many benefits, therefore, to addressing it and to doing something about it, And I'm always keen to emphasise that to people, to focus on the benefits and that motivation.
Texter says, I just cannot get my child to the dentist. She becomes absolutely hysterical. Any advice?
Depending on the age of the child, it can often be helpful for them to accompany their parent to one of their visits, so that the child knows that they're not going in the dental chair, that nothing's happening, almost as a modelling, so they can observe, okay, well, mum was in the chair and she was fine, and they did a bit of cleaning of the teeth, and that was pretty simple.
So even if you don't need it, you can get your teeth polished fairly quickly and bring the child along and have the child looking at this happening. And
exactly, and you just get used to the dental environment. I mean, for a child, it's a strange environment to enter, so it can be a bit daunting,
Have you ever tried the hypnosis thing where they put a little cotton bud on the belt that drives the drill, and the child is asked to follow and imagine it's a little rabbit, and they go into some sort of hypnotic trance?
Right. I haven't heard that one specifically, but I have actually trained in hypnosis a number of years ago for helping with this area, and more for helping to allow people to feel relaxed and feel calm, because I suppose it's impossible to feel relaxed and anxious at the same time. So if we can get people calm.
Joe says, I'm a very bad patient, but I bought a pair of blindfolds and it really helps me. So he, instead of just closing his eyes, he has the blindfolds on and lets the dentist do his or her best.
That's interesting, because for some people that would be an absolute nightmare to have that sort of loss of control almost and what's going on. Mm. So yeah, this is the thing. It's about addressing each individual person's concerns.
Another one. My dentist always works alone. Is this very unusual? No assistant to hold the suction pump or whatever.
There would usually be an assistant present, I suppose if that's a concern of theirs, it could be worth mentioning to the dentist.
Yeah. Okay. So generally speaking, you feel that with the right approach, a dentist can put anyone at their ease and reassure them when they're arriving in the surgery.
Yeah, look, these days most dentists are fantastic at managing anxiety. For dental phobia, it can be a bigger deal. So, you know, some techniques such as intravenous sedation and extra support can be helpful there. Even sometimes a bit of counselling or cognitive behavioural therapy can be a really useful way of making progress.
But the promise is, you're making this promise, no pain, comfort, you'll hardly know you've been there.
We do our best. We always do our best to make things as smooth and as comfortable as possible.
And Neil Neeson, who is the Rest of Leinster Division of the Colgate Caring Dentist of the Year Awards, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
My pleasure. Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.